Complementary alternative medicine has been getting some bad press recently, and when Prince Charles came out in favour of homeopathy, he was ridiculed for his views. So why is it that there seems to be such an upswelling of negativity towards alternative medicine at the moment? Dr. Rajendra Sharma is medical director of the Diagnostic Clinic in London, and he believes there are two reasons.
One is that there may be some grounds towards the antagonism, and we shouldn't automatically assume that anything natural is good for us. A lot of natural things kill us. The second side is, do we have a conspiratorial issue where government and pharmaceutical business don't really want us to have successful natural treatments? Because if we do, we will cut back on our need for drugs and we will all live healthier longer. This doesn't exactly help the profits of the pharmaceutical company and creates for the government a problem with an ever-aging population. Let's get rid of the second part first, because I don't think there's any controversy here and that I don't think everybody is ganging up purely for financial reasons. Individually, doctors want to do the best for their patients. Pharmaceutical companies want to make profits. Governments are governed by doctors and by the pharmaceutical industry. Unfortunately, doctors are predominantly trained by the pharmaceutical industry. So what it boils down to is that the pharmaceutical industry and its profits are governing the way that medicine is looked at. Therefore, why should we be surprised that pharmaceutical companies governing health are actually pushing the benefits of drugs, and they do not want us to have benefits from healthier natural processes? Homeopathy is poorly supported by orthodox and conventional studies, because there may not be the right techniques and methodology in regular medicine to show that homeopathy works. An example of that might be that we can't take one remedy, give it to 1,000 people with one condition, because homeopathy is very much geared towards the individual. So we might need 50 remedies for different types of asthma, or the same type of asthma in 1,000 different people. The orthodox world likes to consider its techniques useful, and they use terms like double-blind placebo trials, where you don't know what you're taking, the doctor doesn't know what you're giving, and we can see the outcome. It doesn't always work, though. And in fact, if you think about it, we've not done double-blind studies in surgery. Surgery has to be an outcome study. But outcome studies aren't popular with medicines. So, if you take homeopathy and look at outcome studies, you see a remarkable response. But is it placebo? Can't really tell, but one can also argue that placebo may have a strong effect in regular medicine. There is quite some confusion there, therefore. However, the orthodox, medically trained, pharmaceutically led doctors don't like complementary medicine. People with broader minds, perhaps like His Royal Highness Prince Charles, tend to look at it more broadly and consider the discussion possibilities of energy-based medicine and the power of the mind to heal, all of which is very valid and very acceptable in many integrated physicians' minds. There's quite some controversy about supplemental medicine at the moment as well, telling us that vitamins and minerals are dangerous, but that's not strictly true either. What we are seeing is that pharmaceutical-grade vitamins are a problem, but in reality, we know that if we eat well, we tend to have less cancer, less osteoporosis, less arthritis, less immune deficiency syndromes, less cardiovascular disease, probably one of the biggest killers around the world. So why is it that if we know that eating the right vitamins and minerals is a successful way of staying well, that treating people with vitamins is not working? That's because we're not treating them with natural vitamins, we're treating them with pharmaceutical-grade vitamins. 99% of what you buy on the shelf is produced by 4 or 5 large pharmaceutically-based chemical providers, and that most of our vitamins and minerals are derived from the petrochemical industry, directly or indirectly. So we have to be considering the use of natural food states, that's super green foods, juicing, and hope that all the nutrients are actually in the plants, because our soil doesn't contain them at the same level that they used to. The Earth Summit in 1992 showed a depreciation of nearly 75% of minerals in the soil over the previous 100 years. So we've got a problem, but we hope that we can fight back, provide reasonable grounds and evidence for the use of complementary medicine, despite the current antagonism, which is being led predominantly by the pharmaceutical industry.
That's Dr. Rajendra Sharma from the Diagnostic Clinic.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.